Four Confederate statues have come down in Baltimore City, a decision made by Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh after she heard an impassioned speech by the head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in New Orleans last week. Baltimore City Mayor Catherine Pugh. Mayor Pugh, you took down four Confederate statues overnight. What led to this action?
Well, let me just say, this violence that's occurring in this country, in my opinion, this hatred is out of control. We have Confederate statues all over the country. And I think Mayor Landrieu gave the best speech of why these statues should be removed. I don't think there's any need for any more speeches and resolutions and all of that stuff. Just be about the work. I gave the City Council of Baltimore and met with our President of City Council, Jack Young, and said, here's my plan for removing the statues. Because in January 2016, when the city got the report that they should remove two statues, and they did nothing, and they told them the process they should go through. They didn't do anything. And so, you know, I've been through the DOJ, fixing the school system, and all kinds of things. And now, you know, getting ready to choose our monitor. And so I've read the 34-page report, and I have a responsibility as mayor of the city to protect the citizens of our city. And we didn't need that kind of violence in Baltimore. And I said to the council with the plan, I said I will move quickly and as quietly as I possibly can. I have to take these particular steps. And, you know, and so I moved. And I was already moving because that began with the conversation with Mayor Landrieu, who said, you know, move quietly and as quick as you can. There were certain things that were identified in that report that was given, you know, in terms of cost. No, in terms of things that we needed to do, getting permission here and there and identifying places where they should go, it was more important to me to just take them down. And so I had contacted contractors and asked them if they could help us. And so last night at 11:30, we met and proceeded to take down every single Confederate statue in Baltimore City. And I thought that was more important than having conversations and writing resolutions and waiting for suggestions. I thought it was important for the city of Baltimore and the people of this city, the people who live here, the people who work here, the people who go to school here, the children who play here, and the folks who come to visit here. Baltimore is a great city, and it can be a greater city, but we've got to work together. We understand we have some challenges, but we will move through those challenges because, you know, I will work with everyone in our city to move it forward.
Two last questions. What will replace the statues, and what about the backlash?
Well, you know, I'm not, as I said, I think Mayor Landrieu gave the best speech about why we should remove the Confederate statues. I'm not worried about backlash. And what is there now is most of them were in parks and green space, so that's easy. I think that we can have artists or some folks do some sanding around the bases of those statues and create something beautiful there. They are in open, wonderful spaces, and I'm sure two are near the Johns Hopkins University campus. One is in a park. One is near another art school, MICA. So we've got a lot of talented people in the city, and I'm sure that we will figure out what we do next.
April Ryan, AURN News.